Local coverage of Arizona sustainability news on KJZZ is supported by Intel Corporation, celebrating 40 years of innovation and investment in Arizona. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
The continuing drought in Arizona and the Southwest has many of us thinking about water every day, from its quality to the amount we have available. A number of environmental issues, like climate change, have become extremely partisan, but water generally has not. In an essay earlier this month, University of Wisconsin professor Manny Teodoro argues that water policy is the environmental issue the Biden administration should take up first in 2021, in part because it may be something Democrats and Republicans can agree on. And Professor Teodoro is with me. So, Professor, why do you think it's possible for both sides of the aisle to move forward together on water policy?
You know, there was a time in American political history when environmental policy wasn't really partisan at all. Many of the most important pieces of environmental legislation that still govern us today were passed under Republican administrations, and many of them were passed with large bipartisan majorities. It's really only been over the last 30 years or so that we've seen a deepening, a slowly widening divide between Republicans and Democrats on the issue of the environment generally, but on climate specifically. If you look at public opinion polls in the early to mid 1990s, when global warming was first entering the national consciousness, Republicans and Democrats didn't really think all that differently about climate. Today, of course, there's a huge gap with even disagreement over fundamental reality or questions of what's true and untrue. And so we see that deep partisan divide on climate, some other issues as well. We don't see it with water quality, though. We see pretty strong concern for water quality among both Republicans and Democrats. And I think that does provide an avenue for a Democratic House of Representatives, and especially a Democratic administration, to get something through what is quite likely to be a Republican Senate.
Also, what I thought was interesting and maybe somewhat surprising for folks, because we've heard so much about Flint when it comes to water quality and some other large cities, you mentioned Detroit and Newark, and yet the water challenges of rural communities, as you write, are in many cases much more daunting. That also would seem to land or augur this idea that there could be a crossover on this, where people could come together on this issue, because we're seeing more and more Republicans in rural areas these days.
Yeah, that's correct. And one of the things I think is sort of fascinating, every time we have a big federal election like the one we just have, we see all over the place maps of counties and states that are red or blue. And it turns out, of course, people in all of those places have to drink water, have to flush their toilets. There's no real differences in that sense between Republicans and Democrats. And yeah, some of the most serious water quality problems, both on the drinking water and on the wastewater sewage side, are in rural communities that often do not have the financial capacity, the capital capacity, the organizational capacity to handle modern drinking water systems. And that provides an opportunity for the federal government to step in and address that with some policies.
Now, Manny, of course, here in the Southwest, we are concerned about the amount of water we have. Is that something that generally, when we think about climate change, though, again, as we said, that's not a bipartisan issue at this point, are people thinking about, should they be thinking more about water supply? As we get warmer and temperatures get hotter, we had the hottest summer we've ever had in Phoenix, which is saying something, in terms of making sure we have enough water, is that something that would be in the mix legislatively potentially?
Definitely. And it's fascinating because the water challenges are different in different parts of the country, but there are challenges almost everywhere. You know, I just moved to Wisconsin recently from the Gulf Coast, where I lived in Houston, Texas. There, the problem is the opposite of Phoenix. Phoenix frequently doesn't have enough water. In Houston, frequently it's got too much. So it's a matter of managing stormwater and the sources of flooding. In other parts of the country, it's managing scarcity. All of that could be under a federal umbrella. And yeah, certainly historically, the federal government's had a large part to play in managing water resources and managing water quality. You know, in rural areas, agricultural runoff and source water protection are huge issues and very difficult for those rural communities to tackle with the capacity that they've got.
Based on where we are at in terms of the partisan nature of things, we're even seeing it now with vote recounts and whatnot. Is this something that initially is going to be tough to get off the ground, though, even if the general public thinks these things are important?
Well, if we've learned nothing else from the last few years of political history, it ought to be that we shouldn't underestimate the power of partisanship. So yeah, it's possible that drinking water and water quality could become highly partisan issues, but it seems like water has some qualities about it that are different from a lot of other issues. Let me just talk about climate as a good contrast. Mm-hmm. You know, climate change is a terribly, terribly important issue, but it can seem very distant to people. The causal linkages and the relationship between greenhouse gases and my everyday life are difficult for a lot of folks to grasp. Drinking water is different. Water quality is different. It's immediate. It's tangible. It's well understood what the threats to drinking water quality are, what makes drinking water quality better or worse. The appeal of fishable and swimmable water is what got the Clean Water Act passed a generation ago. I think those things are tangible to people, and I think there's every reason to believe that this water can remain basically a nonpartisan issue. Water provides an extraordinary opportunity for a bipartisan legislative win in a Congress, a 117th Congress, where legislative wins are going to be tough to come by. And for an administration that wants to unify a polarized nation, water gives our leaders a chance to bind up the nation's political divisions. And I think we'd be foolish to pass that up.
Manny Teodoro is a professor in the La Follette School of Public Affairs at the University of Wisconsin. Madison, we've been talking about his new essay related to water and the Biden administration. Manny, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. It's been delightful.